Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I'm your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself, to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about our podcast. Just give a clarification with people, because they're seeing two different, like, podcast styles. Just because I do not have the means and technology where I can do everything on Apple and everything on Spotify and everything the same on YouTube. So all of it's like a little bit different here and there. So like for first of all, as I let my cat out again and again all day, in and out, in and out. The first thing is that the podcast that you listen to me on Apple is a monologue for me and Ash Friendly. It's to explain what Ash Friendly is in a much in-depth way where I don't have to answer questions. I can just talk about certain topics that are important, that when I'm out giving my speeches, I'm out doing open mics, or I'm out doing my events, then people questions pop up. I can answer them here in a clear form so they can understand it. It's a lot of me talking, explaining to you, because this a lot of Ash Friendly stuff is completely new to people, which it should be because it's really not out there anywhere. And I'm trying to do the best I can to be very clear, very transparent in my message and in my business. When I'm on here, you may hear a guest here and there, but that means that guest is with me. If the guest isn't with me, then they're going to be on Spotify. Spotify is just going to be like my interviews with other businesses, interviews with the people that are involved in the Ash Friendly groups, organizations, event, stuff that's more collaborative together. I can't have video on there, so it's just auditory. And that part really works for me because giving them interviews and making people feel and understand that they are important is why I do the Spotify interviews. It's why I do a lot of different things interacting with other Ash Friendly members, Ash Friendly family, giving out new ideas, going back and forth so we can discuss just a really in-depth view on life and where we're going. Because a lot of people I want to bring into the light to show everyone and showcase what everyone's doing, so that way more people can relate to the people of Ash Friendly. And then give them a hope and an idea that they can find their own way too. Whether it's with Ash Friendly or without, it doesn't really matter. As long as everyone is doing something, being productive, taking care of themselves, having great self-esteem, and moving the ball forward in their life. That's all I can ask for. Can't ask for anything more than that. If I'm really pushing, yeah, I wish a lot of people's diets would get better and they would turn this whole diet program around in the world. But hey, that's up for another conversation down the road. So when I'm doing my videos for Ash Friendly, or we're videoing an event, or we're videoing a podcast, or we're doing some kind of like little task here and there, then you'll see that on the YouTube account. That's where you'll see all the videos and the highlights of the week of like what we're doing, how we're bringing it together, so people can get a nice big visual on what was accomplished, what wasn't. And that has a lot of features to it. That has a lot of, gives me a lot of ways to express my Ash Friendly, to talk to people and to really get ideas that people are looking for. So that way they can be heard. So that way they can get their idea out. It really works well because a lot of people are visual learners. So it just gives more of a hands-on feeling to the process, to what we're doing. They can see it. They can touch it. They can interact with us on YouTube. So it's all just like a lovely experience for me to show people what we're doing for other generations, other races, other people with looking for a chance, not looking for a chance, or just trying to do the right thing. So for me, the YouTube thing is where it's at for the upcoming future for 2026. Lastly, for our social media accounts, those are just all stuff of what I'm trying to communicate with the everyday people out there. that are looking for something, that are trying to see different views on life, different ideas, see other people's struggles and what they're going through. And the same thing with TikTok, doing other TikTok things of making it very entertaining and realistic so people can really just sink their teeth into Ask Friendly, get advice, get help, and then move on. Or if you don't have to move on, you can just stay with us for a long time. That's fine too. So it's all these other little things coming together with some of them, and some of my ideas may not make any sense to you, but as you listen to Ask Friendly more and more and see where we're headed, it'll slowly make sense to you. So that way you can get a better understanding with it. If you still don't understand Ask Friendly and you're still having trouble with certain things, reach out. Reach out an email. Give us a post online or something like that, or some in the comments, like us, send me an email. Whatever you feel that your best communication is, your best way, simple phone call, doesn't really matter. Just as long as you're interacting with Ask Friendly correctly, you're asking the right questions on like what I should do, how can I contribute, and then you can like slowly edge your way in and like get comfortable with it, and then you can find your own little nook of Ask Friendly, find out what you're good at, find out what you're not good at, so then you can like, oh, I like this a lot, I like doing this, oh, I don't really like that, and then we're not going to ask it from you. You know, we're only going to ask you for what people are doing and how they're doing it, so that way it's just a lot easier for people to enjoy it and take ownership of Ask Friendly in different ways. Because I know I can't do everything all at once, but I'm sure going to try the best I can. But that's why I need a lot of people's help, a lot of their education, a lot of their experience, a lot of their information. And that's why I ask a lot of questions for people when you're with me. And how is this going? Do you like this? Do you like these colors? Do you? It's all important stuff when I'm going out and trying to create the falling for Ask Friendly, create the ideas that are flowing with me, and then moving forward. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you love yourself, love the people around you a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much and have a wonderful night. And remember, together we are Ask Friendly.